From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Cities are the centers of attention, but really most Arkansans live in pretty rural places. Ann Kenda of Arkansas Public Media recently attended the Rural Development Conference in Hot Springs. She has this report.
In Lawrence County, County Judge John Thomason is focusing on water issues.
Rural Arkansas for me, ma'am, after the spring we've had, is going to be water resources, which was the meeting I was just in. Of course, we're dealing with flood control, wash, things of that nature. So that's what we're looking at is water control.
Was Lawrence County severely affected?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. 80,000 acres of cropland, untold roads damaged. Of course, we had like an 8-inch rain the weekend before. So my hill counties had tremendous damage that way. So yes, ma'am, we were very affected.
In addition to flood recovery, participants at the 2017 Rural Development Conference in Hot Springs are focusing on health care, specifically a lack of providers, job creation, and infrastructure. They agreed that a strong infrastructure is something that potential new businesses want to know already exists, not that it's being promised or worked on. J.D. Lowry with the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas said these days, infrastructure includes broadband.
You know, 10% of Americans lack broadband, but 49% of those are in rural America. And so, you know, it's a quality of life issue. It's not just about making internet available so people can download Netflix videos and watch them. It's about traditional manufacturing and being connected to the cloud and all the processes that they utilize or digitized, but you know, it brings opportunities for entrepreneurs to come back home if they want to.
With the unemployment rate in Arkansas under 4%, participants say there may be more of an opportunity now to attract new and better paying jobs to the rural parts of the state. Karen Music with the Small Business Administration says rural Arkansas is particularly suited to tourism startups. She's seen success recently with rafting, camping, restaurants, and gift shops.
You'll consciously go to a place that's owned by a small business, won't you? I mean, I do, and a lot of my friends do too. If it's owned by someone local, you'd much rather go.
The conference included a panel discussion on medical marijuana in rural Arkansas. But Music said that's one business the SBA can't help with, since it's illegal federally. Mike Preston with the Arkansas Economic Development Commission says it was added to the agenda because rural community leaders want to know how legal pot will affect their hometowns, economically and otherwise.
It's something that is pertinent to a lot of communities. They wanted to hear about it. It's new to our state. Obviously, it was passed by the voters in 2016, and the legislature spent a lot of time working on it. So they want to hear from the community's standpoint, what does it mean to a community? Are these dispensaries, where are they going to be located? Where are they going to grow the crops? All these things that might have some impact on rural communities in Arkansas. They want to get a better understanding of where we stand and where it's going.
One idea that came from the conference, participants said, with the quiet beauty such corners of Arkansas provide and the low cost of living in the state, rural Arkansas could be marketed as the newest retirement hotspot. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.